exhale, everyone. With full transparency, I am starting this show with a little bit of craziness, and there's a lot in my brain right now because we've had some technical difficulties. So we're here. Please take a deep breath and exhale with me. All right, let's get started. So the swiftest way to triple your success is to double your investment in personal investment and development. That's a quote by Robin Sharma, and it couldn't be more fitting for today's show. So today we're going to talk about the sea of misinformation that surrounds personal information. And today on the Coffee with Rhonda show, we're going to get our cups and we're going to get ready to take a deep dive to learn more about personal development. So are you ready? Let's learn to lead above the grind. Great day, everyone. Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Coffee with Rhonda show. This is season 7, and this is episode 81. And we are your cup full of inspiration, revelation, and wit for today's savvy leader. So we're going to dive into a really important topic today. Before we do, you all know that I have a couple of asks. First, join us on YouTube. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, and you can do that by visiting coffeewithrhondashow.com. It'll take you to the YouTube channel, and then you can subscribe. Also, we want to be sure that you are liking and sharing this video. I promise you, there will be something in this video that someone else needs to hear, wants to hear, something that will be valuable for them. So we definitely want you to share the video. Now, with all that said, my name is Rhonda Y. Williams, and I am known as an RSOL. I'm your host for the show, and I am what I call a recovering stressed out leader. And so in my past, I have had times of overwhelming stress and frustration and all of that. And then I decided it's time to stop the madness. And so what I do today is I help leaders and I help organizations decide to modernize their approach to leadership so that they are learning to lead above the grind. If you want more information, you can visit us at leadershipabovethegrind.net. With that being said, let's introduce our super savvy co-host and caffeinated co-host. So I'm going to start with a lady who has not made it onto the show well this year. So, hey, Ms. Roz, hello, welcome.
Hey, you guys, I'm on video and I got a cup.
You got your cup?
I'm so happy to be here. Here I am, I'm hog and slop. I am just tickled. I am, you know what I do, and I'm not going to say nothing.
Roz said, we're not going through all that today. I am glad to see you, Miss Roz. I'm glad you got your cup. Oh, you know what? I got a cup too. And in my cup, I decided to go with tea today. So I have a mango peach cold tea brew blend in my cup today. So as I am trying to fly high above the grind, even though technology is trying to pull me directly into the grind. So, hey, Marae, how are you? Welcome, welcome.
I'm fine. I'm really relaxed despite all the, you know, the technical difficulty. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the coffee. I hope you have coffee, actually, because it's gonna be something just to, you know, to get us started. And I'm Mireille, Mireille Tulekima, the greatness engineer, and I all about greatness, and I help people to understand, you know, the greatness that they have and connect with it and unleash it so that they can, you know, become the best version of themselves. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm the CEO of MT Energy Resources. And today I'm drinking water, but I might go and take some coffee to really, you know, on the platform today. So thank you and welcome.
Thank you. You might need a little coffee to burn the midnight oil with us. That is fabulous. Exactly. And we have a special guest joining us today, and I think she's in the process of getting on. So we'll bring her on and introduce her. Listen, if you all know what we've just been through, trying to get on, trying to go live, it has been a real challenge. So she's probably having challenges as well. So we'll bring Fetso on as soon as she gets on. But I'm really excited about today's show because it's on the topic of personal development. And I always feel like there's a lot of misinformation about personal development. There's so much information out there, right? Information is everywhere. But are we really doing personal development? So, Roz and Mireille, when you think about personal development, what does that mean? What does that mean for you, right? When you hear that term personal development, what does personal development mean for you? Mireille, let's start with you, and we'll come to Roz and we'll circle back around.
For me, it's all about growth. You know, when I hear about personal development, it's about, you know, understanding the gap that I have and filling those gaps so that I can grow and, you know, get to the next level as far as, you know, leadership is concerned, as far as, my growth in personal growth is concerned. So it's really about growth. And I think it's something that we do all the time. It never stops. So for me, it's really about growth, and it's really about being in an unlimited process that we go through.
Yeah, it is about growth, right? And really taking ourselves to the next level. So Roz, when you think about personal development, what comes to mind for you? What does that mean to you?
I want to piggyback on what Mariah just said, but it's also a process. Night. It requires investment, or a coach or a mentor. It does not happen instantaneously. Even when, and we did a show a while back, and how you plant that tree and how it should grow. Just like with to start something, it's a seed. It requires, you know, further nurturing, relationships required for us to grow. We think, oh, okay, I'm going to grow. I'm going to change. It's going to grow, honey. It takes time. Do you understand that it's a process? Do you understand that hey, you can, but you can't grow by yourself?
Thanks, Roz. Your audio was cutting in and out, but really what I took from you, and I don't know if that's just because you're moving around or what, but what I took from your conversation is the importance to you of us understanding that personal development and growth is a process, right? It is something that happens over time, and we need to be willing to invest and commit to it. So when I think about personal development and the fact that it is about growth and it is a process, information is everywhere, right? We've got information on YouTube, we've got free webinars, we've got books that we read. So is that personal development? So let's say I'm on YouTube and I'm watching a video, right? Maybe I get an audio book. Is that personal development, Mireille?
I mean, it's part of it, but you have to put some structure into it and you know, be intentional, have clarity on what you're trying to accomplish, and then, you know, understand, like I said, the gaps and how, you know, this book that you're reading is going to help you to fill this gap and become, you know, a different person and going to the next level. So it's not just about reading the book. It's what do you do with the information as far as your growth is concerned.
I love that, right? What you do. Hi, Fetso. We're so glad you're here. I'm explaining to everyone that we have been in technical difficulty hell, frankly. And so, but we are all here. Hello, please introduce yourself and tell everybody where you are dialing in from. And, you know, we want to be sure that we know that what's in your cup.
Okay. Thank you, Rhonda. Am I audible? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Of technicalities earlier, but yeah, I'm here. I'm so excited. My name is Petso Ntsoe. Hello, everyone. I'm based in Botswana. It's 20 minutes to 6 in the evening. I have my cup. I have my tea. I've been a coffee lover for quite, unfortunately, now. Nowadays, it has started giving me anxiety. So yeah, I'm having my green tea today, and I'm so excited to be on this show. Earlier, when we were having technical problems, I was like, "No, not to know." But yeah, I'm so happy. I'm here. I'm so happy.
Awesome, Fit. So we are happy you're here as well. I know the last time you tried to join us, we had some crazy technical challenges. And so I'm really thankful that we were able to work past these, and we're going to get to our conversation. So before we do, I told you guys, I have a lot in my brain and I'm a little bit thrown off. So I have to apologize for our audience because I didn't even say good morning to them. I didn't see who was out there. So Regina's out there, and Regina says, "I can hear you, Rhonda, loud and clear. I'm glad you're here. Let's go." Thank you, Regina, because I'm like, whew, all right. I'm getting it under control, though. I'm bringing it back. Joe Beth is out there. I had the wonderful opportunity of having lunch with Joe Beth yesterday. It's one of those things where you meet on LinkedIn and then you're able to move that live and in person. So, Joe, thank you so much for being here. Michael's out there. This is my buddy also. Hi, Michael. Great to see you. Looking forward to your words of wisdom. Thank you. And then Joe says, "I have my usual carrots, beets, and cucumbers with added grapes, peaches, and apples." Oh, wow. That sounds amazing. Sounds like a recipe, Joe, you need to share, right? Nima says, "I'm drinking hot tea with honey and lemon, praying for all those in the eye of the hurricane." Nima, thank you so much for bringing that up, because there are a lot of folks out there being affected in right now by the hurricane, under storm watches, flooding, and everything happening in Florida. So I hope everybody out there is safe. Cheryl, hi, Cheryl. Good to see you. I think it's been a little while since we've seen you. It's great to see you around. Cheryl says, "I am from New Jersey, the Garden State," and she has got ginger and turmeric in her tea. Gosh, Cheryl, I've gotten away from my turmeric. I need to go back to adding my turmeric to my drink. So good day, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. All right, so let's dive back into this. We were talking about personal development and the fact that information is everywhere. So my question was, because information is everywhere, because I watch a YouTube video, because I listen or read a book, am I really doing personal development? Roz, am I doing personal development if I just watch a YouTube video?
No, because you got to watch it too. Honey, movie, you could watch, you know, you could listen to a book on audio. At the end of the day, are you taking one thing and implementing action? Let me say, until there's action, you took part of the step, you got to move forward. But if you're not executing one of those things, you know, okay, that's wonderful, but after you read the book, you know, what is the outcome? As we always say, what's the call to action? Yeah, that information is wonderful. The library, because we want some type of information, because we're missing something, because we have a problem that needs to be solved. That problem is not solved, then you need to go speak. And let me shut up and let our guests.
No, that's good. Roz, because even though, again, there are gaps in your audio, but we can hear it. So it's almost like it's just pausing and then it's continuing. So everybody stay tuned and hang in there with us, because I think what Roz was stating is really important, that you have identified a need and a gap. And that's why you are listening to the audiobook. That's why these other things are happening, right? And so that's really important. So Fatso, I'm on YouTube. I'm listening to my books. Am I doing personal development?
No, not. You have to have intentionality, a different mindset when you do personal development. And like information is, there's a lot of information wide across, you know, magazines and reading a book. You know, some of us go to the bookstore and self-help book, but if you don't put any actions towards a seminar that you've been, that you've just recently been to, you're not doing development. Unfortunately, it's not going to help you in any way. I'll give you an example. You go for a motivational speech or seminar, you're pumped up and like, yeah, I'm ready to go. Let's do this. And guess what? That energy has disappeared. But you are still at ease that you were 2 days earlier, 3 days before you went to the seminar. Intentionality, it takes a discipline, it takes a growth mindset. So that is when personal development happens.
So being intentional about what you want to grow. So I hear you talking through what's really important is to have a goal and a vision, right? So if you are on YouTube, rather than just being in the rabbit hole, which is very easy for us to do, right? YouTube, Instagram, all of that. It's very easy to go down the rabbit hole. But what's your point, right? What are you hoping to accomplish? And then are you engaging in that intentional way like Fatso was talking about? Are you deciding, here's what I need to accomplish? Or are you just listening because it's something great to listen to? Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with just listening because there's something great to listen to. That's fine, but that's not personal development, right? So this is what I think we as coaches really struggle with, because information is everywhere. People think, oh, I have what I need. All right, people, let me just keep it 100. That's not personal development. Personal development requires, like Fatso said, intention. It requires a goal. It requires action. It requires commitment, right? So Nima says, watching and reading is great, but it's like prayer without words. Right. So great. I read a fantastic book and I know that I should do all of these things to be a great leader, but I haven't done any of them. So what have I really done? I just spent some time reading a book, right? So without casting a lot of judgment on that, because again, sometimes you just do things for entertainment, but if your goal is to grow, then I think it's really important that we have that intention. Michael says personal development is like buying exercise equipment and not using it. Nothing happens except for you have less money. Michael, I love that. I love that. That is so true. But Michael, I think you just touched on something really important. So let's kind of go there, right? Let's follow Michael's train of thought. And thank you for taking us down this little rabbit hole that we're getting ready to go down. Personal development, why should I spend money on it? Like, Roz, why should I spend money on personal development? And then, Marae, I'm going to come to you with that same question, right? Why should I spend money on it? Because information is everywhere. There is no need for me to spend money going to conferences and hiring coaches and doing all of that.
The same reason why you spend life insurance. You don't use it, but you need it. You need it. You got to have it. I don't get this about, oh, I should on something that be a better person, children, the services to my community, family. I could be a better wife, sister, being better relate because I took the time to, as you always talk about, Rhonda, all inner work. Mm-hmm. So it comes time, or you're gonna, you have to spend it. I'm done speaking.
I love that because, you know, it makes everything else better. Murray, why should I spend money on personal development? Because information is all around me. I can just go on YouTube and get whatever I need.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like everything, you know, you have everything around you, but, you know, do you know how to use it? You know, sometimes you buy something and there is a notice on how to use it. So those conferences, you know, that you go to and pay are, you know, helping you to have, you know, the way of, you know, teach you how to use this knowledge and what to do with it. Because, I mean, the knowledge is everywhere, but what do you do with it? And sometimes you don't even know what to do, how to use it, because you have no clarity. So going to those conferences, meeting people who've, you know, gone through experiences, and, you know, going to workshops and things like that help you to organize this knowledge so you can capitalize on it to grow and to eventually, you know, make money and make yourself, make a fortune, or even become a better human being, like what Rose was saying. So it's really about having this focus, having you know, some discipline into using the knowledge so that you can effectively grow and go to the next level as far as, you know, your growth is concerned.
You know, that brings me to something that as I was preparing for this episode, I was thinking about this and just really thinking about, okay, so personal development is something that we say everybody needs. It can be expensive, right? It can cost money. And so I've got all this information out there. There are people who argue that, you know what? I don't need anything else. I've got the information I need and I don't need to really spend the money or do anything because I'm fine. I'm good. And it brings up this quote. I'm going to share this quote with you guys that I saw. And in fact, so I want to get you to react to this quote. All right. Let's see if I can put this on the screen. Okay. So the quote says, we will all experience pain. The pain of discipline or the pain of regret. The pain of discipline costs ounces. The pain of regret costs pounds. And so why do we invest in personal development? Because the pain of regret costs pounds. You know, putting yourself on sale, as I like to call it. Why aren't you spending money on leadership development? Why aren't you hiring a coach? Well, because I'm good. That's putting yourself on sale and it's putting your dreams on hold, right? It's putting your life on stall. That costs you money too. So it costs you money to stay where you are. So Fetso, what do you think about that quote?
I love it. I love it. You know, it brings me to the what if I could have, I should have. And you know, there's the same, you know, once you are on your deathbed, what are the things you regret? You know, think about your life. How have you lived your life? Have you lived to the fullest? So living with regret, you know, personal development is all about reaching your full potential. So if you take advantage of that while you're still healthy, while you're still able that you need to be to reach your full potential, you're going to end up with, what if I could have, you know, business? What if I left that job that I hated so much? Personal development helps you to overcome or to help you reach your full potential so that you don't end up living regrets.
To reach your full potential. I love that. So mom joined us. Yes, mom, we had crazy technical difficulties at the start of the show. So we survived and we're here. So no, I didn't get your messages. I'm sorry. But the show is up and running now. I'm enjoying kiwi strawberry cocktail. That sounds delicious. And she says, hey, Roz, good to see you back on the show. I know, mom, we've been fighting, but we're all here now. So I love what you just talked about, Fetso, because how do you achieve your full potential? How do you make sure in your final stages of your life, you're not filled with regret about what you could have, should have, you know, maybe if I, you know, because I didn't, how do you ensure all of those things? It's about personal development. The other thing I heard today as I was preparing for our show, and it really struck me, is your life is a reflection of your self-investment and development, right? Your life is a reflection of your self-investment and development. That's not a judgment. That just is. What I love about it is we don't need to judge it. We don't need to feel bad about what we haven't done. You can start today. Uh-huh. You can choose right now today that you are going to always put yourself at the top of the list. Someone said, work as hard on yourself as you do on a job, uh-huh. Right? Work as hard and invest in as much in yourself. So let's go to the greatness minute. And then when we come back, I want to start us talking a little bit about, you know, what are some strategies? How do we begin to move and improve our personal development? Because we've said it's something we all need, right? And so let's talk a little bit about it after we come back from the greatness minute, which is ties into our message so perfectly. So we'll be back in a second.
Hello, everyone. This is Mireille, the Greatness Engineer, with you today. Today, I want to spend time to talk about the importance of self-education. As you know, and as you continue your journey to greatness, it is important to know that you have to grow. You can't stagnate. And the best way to grow is to have clarity of about where you want to be, and know exactly what are your gaps, because you know those gaps are important. You have to fill those gaps to be able to go to the next level of your greatness. And this is a long life process. You know, it doesn't stop at a certain point. You have to continue to learn to grow every single time. And there are, you know, numerous ways to do that. You can, you know, when you've identified those gaps, you can easily, you know, have a mentor, have a coach, take a course, go back to school, or just, you know, learn from people who are around you, have role models that you want to emulate and see what are the processes that they use. So make sure you do that. Make sure you understand what is important for your growth and for your greatness. So that's all I wanted to share with you today. See you next time.
Nice. I love that. Have a coach, get a mentor, decide where you're going and how you're going to get there, right? And so personal development isn't accidental, right? You uh-huh. don't just sort of fall into it. You set a course, you plot your path forward, and then you proceed. Marie, something you said is identifying your gaps. You can't identify a gap if you don't have a goal, right? Where are uh-huh. you going? Because otherwise it's all a gap. You don't mm-hmm. need to know everything. You just need to know what you need to know to get where you're trying to go, right? Mm-hmm. So if we can focus on trying to get where we want to go, then I think that is important. So I want to see this quote by, let's see. Joe Beth says, I created a screw up club and placed myself on it first with my leadership team. I owned it and shared what I wanted to do, so I didn't repeat and I improved. I found a book we could read together and discuss to not only develop my leadership skills, and I think there was more to her quote there. Michael says, personal development is like gardening. You spend time and energy to plant flowers, but if you don't continue to water them, they start to die. I love that, Michael. Likewise, you either are growing or dying. Which do you choose? This takes development. That's really, really great insight, because we have to choose to grow, right? Growth is a choice. And just because you're living every day doesn't mean you're growing. You could be surviving. You could be just getting by. Growing is intentional. So what can people do? Let's talk about what people can do to start this. So I'm going to put up some, you know, some information that Bessel shared with us. And then I added a few more things to it. And then let's sort of react about which one of these really stand out for you in terms of strategies. So when we're thinking about keys for personal development, we're talking about setting clear, getting clear on where you're going, setting goals, defining new and bad habits. And I love this part, Fetzo, right? Defining your bad habits. Nobody wants to talk about their bad habits. I don't want to talk about the fact that I eat French fries. Please don't make me talk about that, right? So, tracking those bad and new habits, building in accountability systems, hiring a coach, and all of that. So looking at these, I'm going to let you ladies each just choose one that resonates with you so that you can react and respond. So, so let's start with you. Where would you like to start on this list in terms of helping people with strategies to grow and improve?
Yeah, thanks, Rhonda. And, you know, like one of the ladies that I don't know if it's Roz, was it you, Roz, that you need to identify whether it's bad, whether it's good. You know, identify those gaps. If you are not aware of where you are currently, how are you going to be? So, what I usually start with my current situation, and I identify the areas I want to improve, be it in, around health and fitness, you know, finances, all the life. And looking at those fears in your life, you then say, okay, when it comes to my health, am I overweight? Do I eat a lot of hamburgers, junk food? And you put a goal to that. Be X kg in December, and then you come up with a plan. And once you have a plan, you know, a structure around your pencils, you need to stick to the routine and build consistency. And I know we get it wrong here. You know, there are going to be a lot of upfall of your wagon, but the trick is for you to jump. You know, sometimes when we are on this journey of personal development, it becomes so hard that, you know, we often want to give up. Encourage you that you will make mistakes, but do learn from, dust yourself up and carry on with the journey.
Yeah, you will make mistakes, right? You'll fall down, scrape your knee, but you've got to be, you're either committed or you're not, right? You really can't have do this. And looking at your life, I want to speak to something that you started with, which was really identifying where you are today. Nobody's perfect, but given where you are today, you got to be honest about that. You got to be honest with, you have these things happening and showing up in your life today that are not working for you. You don't want these things in your life. You are responsible for them, no one else. So once you take that ownership, it's not about blame, it's ownership. Because when you take ownership, then you can begin to move and say, okay, well, if this is my fault, if this is all on me, I can change it. I can start doing some things differently. I can become a better person. I can build my skills. I can improve my communication, right? So thank you for sharing that. We had someone join us. Nima said, she spoke of surround yourself with individuals that share your thinking. You are what you eat. So grow intentionally with these that choose to grow. Absolutely. They say, you know, you are a combination of the people that you surround yourself with, right? And Leopoldine, hello, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. It's great to see you as well. And then one more comment. And then Murray, I want you to you to respond to that list. For each person, it will be different. I love the accountability system as well as setting clear goals for myself as to where I am going and what I am trying to accomplish in life. It's all about action. So, Murray, let me just put the list back up so you see it. Out of this list, which one really stands out for you?
Yeah, for me, it's really about, you know, getting the clarity, setting the goals, and also doing this audit regularly of where you are. You know, what are the things that are challenging you? What's happening? And so that you can identify, you know, just like, you know, I keep saying, identify those gaps and have an action plan that you're going to put in place. And you know, identify the resources that you would need. I mean, maybe you need a coach, maybe you need to buy something if it's for exercise, something at home that you will use. So really have this clarity, and it's about the decision, you know, because you can have the clarity, but if you don't decide and put an action plan that you're gonna, you know, put in place and really, you know, act, then nothing is going to happen. You have the clarity, you've done the audit, you know what's bad, what's good, but you don't do anything about it. So it's really about the implementation and being accountable and understanding that you are the one taking the decision, and this decision has consequences, and whatever the consequences, you have to own it. And that's what it's all about here, the decision that you take. And the action and the action that you take are gonna define really, you know, what your development is gonna be, and it's gonna be the reflection of you really. Either you empower yourself by, you know, going to the next level, or you just decide to stay where you are, which is, you know, you disempower yourself, and that's how, you know, it works, you know.
Murray, I love that sometimes people decide to stay where they are simply by deciding not to take action to do something different, right? Mm-hmm. So people love to say, well, this is just me and this is how I am. The only reason that's you and that's who you are is because that's who you've trained yourself to be. So if that is working for you, great. That's fantastic. If it's not working for you, then you have an opportunity to change and do something different. Fetso sent us in a quote as well, and I'll share this one because I think it's a perfect time for it. And that is, the universe rewards action and not thought, right? Mm-hmm. The universe rewards action and not thought. So you can think about something all day, but what are you doing about it? What are you actually willing to change in your life, in your behavior, in your mindset? What are you willing to change in order to really have this manifest and show up in your life? And so Lucy said, hello from Kenya. Hi, Lucy. Thanks so much for joining us. It's great to see you. I don't think I've seen your name before. So thanks so much for joining and stopping by. And Lucy also said continuous improvement. That's really what it's all about. And so Michael says, continuous personal development needs a support team, one or more people to be reminding you with encouragement and support for us to be successful. Find this person or a team and it becomes a lot easier. It could be a coach, a loved one, someone you trust, someone who believes in the good in you and will always champion you to do your best work and to show up as your best. I think that's all. Really important strategies for us. So let's take a little break and we'll see if we get Roz back when she comes. So mom said, it's great to set goals, but with me, accountability is the optimal because I tend to get distracted and get onto another project. Mom, I think that's a really important point because I think we all do that. Like, our world today is set up to distract us, right? Like, look at this thing. This thing beeps and dings and calls my attention and distracts me and does everything. It's like a kid jumping up and down. Look at me, look at me, look at me, right? It's really easy to get distracted. So knowing that, building accountable processes around you can be really helpful. Murray, how do you keep yourself from getting distracted?
It is difficult, isn't it? The nowadays to keep yourself really focused, but I think it's about the clarity. As soon as you have the clarity, you just focus on what you have to do, and so it's important to spend time having this clarity, knowing exactly where you want to be, and having this action, you know, plan that is, you know, that you're going to follow. So that you don't really listen to the distraction, or you don't get distracted by any other person who want to impose their plan on you. So that's why this is important. That's why it is important to spend time, do the audit, know exactly where you are, have the plan with, you know, specific, you know, steps, and really follow it. Because otherwise, the distraction, if it's vague, the distraction is really easy. So you don't want to have something vague or, you know, just a thought. You want to have something concrete, I would say, on paper, that you're going to follow, that you're going to see every day and focus on it.
Absolutely. So what would you add to that? Do you have a strategy that, because I think this is a really good point, because I do think often people have really great intentions, right? They say they want to accomplish something, but then like mom said, it's so easy to get distracted. Do you have a strategy or a technique that you use, Fatso, to keep yourself from getting distracted?
Absolutely. And reflection and mindfulness. So it's very important to your goals, you know. So for example, you get back from work and day, you know, how did your day go? What distractions did I encounter? Did I spend a lot of time on social media? Did I get a lot of time checking my and refreshing my email? So you reflect and are mindful. For me, structure works. Like you have said, this is all around us. So it's important for me that I wake up early in the morning, and if I do get that night, you know, I know that I'm going to have a beautiful day. My day is going to easily. But you know, at the end of the day, I need to reflect on, and during the course of the day, I need to take time to be present. And that's where mindfulness comes in.
I love that, because so often we're moving so fast during the day that we don't take time. We're busy. We're so busy being busy that we are not busy growing. Right, and developing us. So Roz, what about you? You can either respond to some of the strategies that we shared on the graphic and tell us which one of these really stands out for you. I can't hear you. All right. We can't hear you, Roz. I know, right? All right. So let's try. All right. Do you want to maybe try to come back in? All right. We'll bring her back in. So I think everything that we're saying is about intention. It's about getting clarity. It's about doing something. One of the things that works for me is also keeping it in front of me. It is easy for me because I keep a lot of stuff in my brain, which isn't the smartest idea. I really wouldn't recommend it to anyone. But so it's easy for me to set things aside. They're in the back of my mind, and I know eventually that I'll get to them. But if it's something really important, I have to keep it in front of me. So I have developed this process of setting reminders on my phone, right? I'll put a reminder on my phone to pop up every day. Or every afternoon, it might be take a deep breath, do a walk around the block, or, you know, check your goals. Are you really moving today, right? Whatever those things are that can help me. So that's one of the things that works for me. And Lucy said, learning to say no to things that don't align with your goals and your calling. And Lucy, what I love about your comment is it goes back to what we said before. If you don't have clarity, if you don't have the goal, you haven't identified the gap, then this part gets lost. So you got to put in the work, right? You got to do the work at the beginning to get yourself there. So Roz, let's see if we can hear you now.
Hello,
Kim. We can hear you.
Let me talk real fast. Okay, I want to do the thing on track bad and new habits. Track.
Yes.
So what I started doing in January, I'm wearing a Fitbit.
Okay.
So I'm tracking how long I sleep, how deep I sleep, how far I walk, my heart rate, and tracking water intake and all that. So I'm trying to alleviate bad habits. I'm trying to alleviate bad habits personally. Then I do the same thing. I'm doing the same audit when it comes to my social media. I'm tracking data. So that for me personally, I won't keep doing the same bad habits that can, you know, that help me continue to gain weight. I'm not sleeping enough, you know, trying to alleviate those bad habits and create new habits on social media, you know, personal development, those things, those media posts that aren't working, you know, we won't do that again. And I track that by data analytics. I keep saying the data, you know, data is the reason why people, you know, produce content, produce ideas. Data is the reason why people do a lot of stuff. So without that information, once again, we got to have a goal. So with the data, it lets me know what I'm doing. That's my internal audit. That's my audit. I'm saying again, that's my audit of me. So, you know, what are you doing? So we have to implement something, whether it's a, you know, whether it's a, you know, a Fitbit, whether it's a coach or whoever, who is going to audit and tell you that you need to make corrections. You got to put some type of goalpost or some monitoring system in place to let you know you need to change. So how would I know that I need to do something different if I didn't have a Fitbit, if I didn't go to the doctor, if I didn't go to a coach? Or, you know what, something triggered something for me to buy the Fitbit. Something triggered something for me to buy and invest in a coach or to go to a webinar or a workshop. Something triggered that. So whatever that trigger is, that's the gap. Now we need to find a solution to that. And tracking is one way. I'm Roz Jones and I'm done speaking.
First of all, Roz, that is the most beautifully clear message we've heard from you this entire show, and I'm so glad because it was awesome, right? That was awesome, and we got every single word it. So thank you for sharing that with us. So important. All right, so let me just break this up a little bit. If there is something important that you need to do if you want to be successful, I love this little guy, right? If success you want, drink coffee, you should, right? That is just fun. All right, so let's break up a little bit. We're gonna do our top two. And since we're talking about personal development and goals, what are the top two goals that you have over the next 6 months? So think about what are two of your top goals over the next 6 months? Because if you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there, right? You need a goal, and we need to be clear about that goal. So this puts me on the spot a little bit. I'm like, I don't normally talk about the goals out loud, but I think I need to. Anyway, we're going to do our top two graphic. If you're out there, be thinking about what are your top two goals, right? Because this show is not just about talk. We want you guys to take action. We want you to really invest in yourself. And we want this show to be a part of your personal growth. Even if I never know it, if I never talk to you again, if you get one little nugget, and before I go any further, please share the video. However you're watching us, please take a moment to share, because there is someone else out there struggling with personal development, and this show in this way might be just the thing that helps them move forward. So let's do our top two graphic. And when we come back, we're going to share our top two goals. And if you're out there listening, I want to hear about your top two goals as well. So we'll be back in just a minute. right, our top two goals. So as we think about what do you want to accomplish in the next 6 months, what are some of your goals that you want to accomplish? So Mireille, let's start with you. What top two goals do you have set for the next 6 months?
So the top one is really sleep more, because it is creating some problem in my life and I'm gaining weight like mad. So that's the top one that I'm working on. And the second one is to be able to resume traveling and speaking in person. So and do it in different countries. So those are the top, the top two one for me.
Wow. So that's awesome. Sleeping more. Gosh, that's probably a goal we all need, right? We undervalue sleep. Mm-hmm. We know the health benefits of sleep. We don't have time to go into the details on this show, but sleep actually serves a purpose, right? Mm-hmm. In the renewal, rejuvenation, the rebuilding of our health and our bodies. But yet we pretend like, it's not very important. So awesome. Thanks so much for sharing that, Mireille. Roz, what are your top two goals over the next 6 months?
Keep tracking.
Awesome.
And to reduce my procrastination.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, Roz, we're going to have to talk because I don't know if you procrastinate or you just super busy. So, you got a lot that going on, just like all of us. We're so busy. It's like, is it procrastination or is it really prioritization or is it, so.
Letter E, all of the above.
I can definitely see that. You might be balancing some things. So Brett stopped by to say hi. He said he had to go, but just stopped by to say hello to some of his new favorite friends. So great. Thank you so much for stopping by, Brett. And Fetzel, we're going to come to you and your goals for a minute. Joe Beth says, learning the leadership skill for the area I am challenged, and then turn around and I teach it to other leaders. Sharing my experience really helped me to develop. The more I teach, the more I develop. That's awesome. So Joe, is that your top goal? So what are your top two goals that you want to accomplish over the next 6 months? I'm holding everybody accountable to two goals. Michael, number one, I finish a book. Oh, are you writing a book, Michael? That's very cool. Writing another book, because I think you already have some. Finish writing book number 7 and start number 8. And then his second goal is move my business into a new part of the world. So far, 6 books in 18 countries. Holy cow, that is amazing, Michael. So look at me. I think you have a book. He's got 6 of them already. And he's working on 7 and will be starting 8 soon. That's pretty amazing. So thank you, Michael, for sharing your goals. Fetzel, what are your top two goals?
This is a big, so I'm launching a women empowerment mastermind group. So my goal for the next 6 months is to help every woman as successful as she does. So this topic today is a very one when we talk about personal development and goals. I've realized, and we have talked about this, EDT and having the right support structure. And I've realized that is one to miss in our lives. We'll have all these great ideas. And 2023 is just, and guess what? Most of us are going to be setting up those New Year's resolution goals. But before the third quarter ends, kids are abandoned. So my biggest goal for the next 6 months is every woman become successful. And the second one is I want to travel. I want to speak more. I'd love to have like these, across the globe. So those are my two top goals.
Awesome. Really nice. Very nice. I'm very excited for you and the mastermind. I love women masterminds and giving the opportunity to women for women to really sort of find what's in them so that they can share their gifts with the world. So that's pretty awesome. So let's go to Lucy, who says, if you don't know where you're going, a map won't help. Love that, Lucy. Thank you so much for sharing that. That's a really good one. And Lucy, share your goals. What are your top two goals? Regina says, my top two goals over the next 6 months will be definitely to relocate and make permanent roots, as well as eating healthy foods and continue slowly reducing her weight. That's awesome. So my top two goals are, I want to, over the next 6 months, I want to lose 20 pounds. Not just weight, I need a number, right? I need to shoot for losing 20 pounds. And then I also am going to double my academy revenue. So our leadership academy that we launched earlier this year, we're actually putting a very intentional focus on it. And so my goal will be to double that academy revenue over the course of the next 6 months, because we know how powerful it is when we serve leaders around the globe and we help them to become better leaders. So let me ask this question really quickly. So thanks to everybody that typed in your goals. We're going to hold you accountable. Just pretend we're there watching you, making sure that you're following through. Whose responsibility is it for personal development? Is it the job's responsibility? Is it the individual contributor's responsibility? Let's just get a couple short answers to that really quickly. Marae, whose responsibility is it?
I mean, your life is your responsibility. Everything that is linked to you create, you are the CEO of your life. So whatever is happening in your life, you started it, you created it. So you have to be the one in the center and bringing the solutions and having the plan and putting the action with the help of, you know, a support system if you need one.
Nice, nice. Thank you for keeping that short and sweet. Love that. Roz, who's responsible? Is it the company that you're working for? Is it the individual? Who's responsible for personal development?
Me, and I'm done speaking.
Remember that old song? It's just me, myself, and no. I.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks. Fatso, who's responsible for your personal development?
Personal development is just that. Done speaking.
It's personal, right? If it's personal. So let me add the caveat of this. Yes, you can ask your job to supply training. Yes, you can get them to pay for a course for you. Yes, if they do these things, it's fantastic and wonderful. However, that does not absolve you from your responsibility of taking ownership and taking the lead in your life. That is all on you. And so let's see, Michael said, but so thank you for your goal and your efforts. The world needs more female leaders. So absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing that, Michael. And he also said, my mother's responsibility. She fulfilled that by teaching me to continue to grow at 75 and beyond. I love that. Michael is 75 years old and he is always still growing. That is amazing. I mean, there's no reason for us to ever stop. And I don't know about blaming it on mama, Michael, but you know.
You can't do that, Rhonda. She's here.
Oh my goodness. I know. I can't blame my mama. My mama would be like, excuse me. Excuse me. Wait, we're gonna talk after the show, dear child.
She'll give you the mic.
All right. Well, let's get ready to wrap up the show. Thanks for everybody. We're gonna do our final thoughts and our final wrap up. But first, let's not forget our picture. Do our coffee shot. Hold up your mugs. All right, got it. Thank you, thank you. And get your final thoughts ready. We want to know, what did we put in your cup today? As we move to close the show today, what did we put in your cup that you're taking away, that you're thinking about? So we'll come back and do our what's in your cup what right after this. And Fatso, when we come to you, we'll also ask how people can learn more about the work you do. All right, so. All right. So what's the takeaway? What did we put in your cup? Ms. Roz, let's start with you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
One of the takeaway, I don't remember who said this, you can't identify your gap if you don't have a goal. I don't remember who said that, but that's I took a note in my note taker. So
awesome.
Thank you.
Good stuff. Thank you so much, Roz. Marae, what are we putting in your cup and what are you taking away?
I'm taking away that, you know, personal development is personal. That's it. You know, you are at the center of it. And you either started or you just stay where you are. So you decide.
Nice. Thank you so much. Fetso, what are you taking away? And what do you hope people walk away from this conversation with today? And then, of course, tell people how they can learn more about the work you do in the world.
The same sentiments as Roz. You know, you need to look for things that need improvement in order for you to reach your personal. You need to, you know, stop thinking about our weaknesses. You know, it's an opportunity for you to identify those gaps and towards filling or closing those gaps. So I encourage people to make time to think about goals in all the areas of their fears of their life, that is your career, your finances, and record the outcomes of the development. What are the outcomes that you have seen? What are the challenges? What are the successes and you can share with other people? And it's important that as you keep track, you evaluate your outcome against your goals. Have you lose that 20 pounds that you said you're going to lose? If not, then you need to go and find out what didn't work for you and on it. Mm-hmm. So I'm on LinkedIn. You can reach out to me on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook at Ms. Petzl. I'm on Instagram, Petzl. Those are the three channels that you can reach out to me. And my Petzl, my first name, at Rise and Rich. Oh, it's the other way. This is my business.co.bw.
Awesome. Rise and Reach. Absolutely. Thank you so much. Thank you. We are so glad we finally got you on the show and to hear your words of wisdom. You know, as we wrap up, I would say just a couple of things. Michael says, put a smile on your faces, lady. My day is complete. You know what? Thank you so much, Michael. Your words are always encouraging and inspires us. And Regina said the show is beautiful. We'll do it again next week. You know, my final takeaway for everyone is, let me just share this graphic as my final takeaway for everyone. You must invest in yourself to the level at which you expect success. If you constantly put yourself on sale, if you can't afford a coach because it's too much money, if you can't go to this conference because you know that you don't really need that and it's a lot, you are putting yourself and your life on sale. You are putting your dreams on hold. Your personal development is your responsibility and yours alone. And if you love the outcomes in your life, keep doing what you're doing. If you are not getting and achieving what you want to, it's time to do something different, and that's all on you. So I want to thank everyone for joining us today. Thank you so much for being here, working through the technical difficulties and everything else, but we managed to get through another show, episode 81. So don't forget, share this video so that someone else can benefit from it. And we will see you back here next week on the Coffee with Rhonda show. For all of my co-hosts and my guests, I'll see you all in a debrief. And oh, by the way, on Facebook, if you go search the Coffee with Rhonda Show tribe, that's where you get to see the juicy debriefs and us let our hair down a little bit. But if you're not on the Coffee with Rhonda Show tribe on the free Facebook group, you don't get to see that debrief. So anyway, go join us today. Thanks so much, everyone. And we will see you back here next week. Same time, same station.